I grew up at Y Camp. I had no clue it was a Y Camp. I just thought the counselors were the coolest. And so one day as a camper, I decided I wanted to be one. Got into the leadership training program, was lucky enough to be hired as a staff person, and really kind of solidified my working with people as a result of this camp experience. Was lucky enough to get into the building. I started a YMCA from scratch 2 years out of college, which was a unique and really wonderful opportunity. And my passion for the Y and my passion for the mountains intersected 28 years later as I came to Missoula about 2.5 years ago.
From Wisconsin, is that right?
Yep. Someone told me that Montana is like the Midwest on steroids. Everything's bigger. There we have deer. Here we have elk. You know, there our ski runs are 200 vertical feet. Here they're 2,000. You know, it's a whole lot bigger out here.
Well, that's what draws many of us out here.
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
Well, it's understandable when you were a little kid having a great time at these camps. But what kept your interest piqued as an adult?
So, again, a great story. I heard the story of the starfish. It's a little kid. He's walking on the beach, and he sees all these starfish wash up on shore. And if he doesn't get them back into the water, the sun's going to dry them out, and they're going to die. And there's an old man in the balcony of his hotel room watching this little kid throw starfish into the ocean. But the beach is littered with hundreds of thousands of them. And so by day three, the old man figures he's going to set the kid straight, and he comes down and he taps the kid on the shoulder and he says, you can't possibly make a difference. And the little boy looks up at him and says, oh yeah, reaches down, grabs a starfish and chucks it in the ocean and says, I made a difference in that one's life, didn't I? And I heard that story somewhere in my early 30s and I realized that's exactly what had happened to me at camp, is this was this world that made an absolute difference in my life. And boy, the Y could do that for people. We take people of all ages who come in here to learn something and normally to stretch and to grow. And by building a relationship with them, we can ask them maybe to come out of their comfort zone and to grow and to learn something different, whether it's to learn how to swim or to go back to work after you've had your first child, or you've had three kids and you're 45 and you're saying, I've got to do something for myself. And you come in and, on a Monday morning and start coming to an exercise class. We get to change people's lives one person at a time.
Which is funny because when I generally think of the collective YMCA, I think mostly of a gymnasium, but your services are not limited to just that.
You know, I don't think you're alone. I think people do see us as the gym and swim that we are, but we've got so many more activities that we do. I mean, we're the largest provider of childcare in Missoula. One out of every 10 kids that goes to kindergarten comes from one of our early childhood education centers, for instance.
Why is that important? What does that do for these children as they go into kindergarten later?
Well, in today's world, we know there are certain things that kids need to succeed, and great education is absolutely one of them. We want to make darn sure those kids are ready. The day they show up at kindergarten, their kindergarten readiness helps them in their learning. The next kind of critical piece is third grade reading score. So our after-school programs all have homework help as a part of them. Our summer day camp is done in such a way that the kids are actually learning things all summer long instead of losing what they learn during the school year. If we're going to nurture the potential of every child in our youth development programs, we've got to focus around what kids need to succeed.
Speaking of school, we're just on the cusp of the holiday season, and the kids will be at home for extended vacations for a while, which on the one hand can be a great thing, but can also be a crazy maker, I can assume, on the other. And the Missoula Family YMCA actually has programs to address that. You actually transform your gym several times a week.
That's right. We have a great Kids Day Out program. So when parents are faced with that question during the holidays or during the school breaks, of what do I do with my kids? And maybe it's not the whole week, but it's part of the week. People could certainly call here and get involved in the Kids Day Out program. They sign up by day, so you know, with kind of crazy holiday travel schedules, you may be able to make it Monday and Tuesday, but not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's fine. We can handle you.
So what does that mean? What sort of activities are there?
It's a full day of activities, so it's indoor and outdoor stuff depending on weather, sports, games, some play in the youth center. Sometimes they'll do some quiet time as well. It just depends on the nature of the group.
these video games, there's a bunch of new systems being released, and if you don't want your kid necessarily staring at the Xbox and PlayStation, there are other alternatives out there.
Yeah, the screen time isn't something we're so hot on here. You know, what we know is that in average, kids right now are spending 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen. And when I grew up, that screen was a black and white television with three stations and rabbit ears.
That's right.
And now you look at phones, you look at iPads, you look at computers, you look at video games, and then you look at TV and the plethora of choices that people have on TV. It's no wonder that there's a sedentary lifestyle that's being developed that we've got to work to change.
So how does membership work? Monthly dues, yearly, what?
So people come to the Y, they join, and they can pay on a monthly bank draft, for instance, and they go as long as they want to go. They certainly can buy a year membership if they want, or we do short-term memberships as well, but that you would pay for up front. But really, then a lot of things open up to you. So with family membership, for instance, our youth sports programs are free, or swimming programs at a reduced rate. Most of our group exercise classes are part of the membership, as well as use of the facilities. So it's a full package. It really, really a lot of different programs for all ages, from preschoolers on up.
You know, a lot of Montanans, a lot of Missoulians have a tough time making ends meet, and a membership may be a little bit out of their reach. Are these folks just out of luck?
No. You know, one of the things that I'll say, the Missoula Family YMCA has been a leader in the nation and is making sure that nobody's turned away due to a family's finances. And we scholarship people all the time just based on where their income's at. I mean, we want to make sure that everyone has a chance to participate in the Y, and nobody's turned away. We raise money for that every year. Our annual campaign is a January-February program, and we make asks to people, asking them to support this, which the community does so generously. We have got about 140 volunteers that go out raising money to really fund the promise that nobody's turned away.
Is that getting more difficult as time goes on?
Just the opposite, actually.
Really?
I think what we've seen is people in Missoula have opened their hearts and opened their wallets. 2 years ago, we raised $260,000. And last year, our goal was $275,000. I quipped, if we do $300,000, I'll shave my head, and was bald. At the end of the campaign, we raised $320,000 last year, a $60,000 increase from the previous year, just to support that promise.
Wow. Opening hearts, opening wallets makes me think of the Angel Tree program.
Well, and we do that as well. In fact, Doreen, this is something that she's done here for years and years, and people, it'll probably go up next weekend, but people will be able to come in and pick up their ornament, which, and I say that in air quotes, because it really gives you the profile of a child and what they'd like. And then we package things up and send them to schools for distribution before Christmas.
New Year's Day, maybe we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves, but you do have a New Year's Day program coming up.
Yep, we open the Y for a couple hours, and it's really just kind of a come on in and exercise. Thanksgiving now is the same deal, 9 to 12. You bring a canned good, and you can use the Y for free. And we've had great response there, too, especially Thanksgiving morning. You know, it's that weird time of the day. You know, the feast hasn't been set out, and a lot of times little kids are running around getting underfoot. And so it's a great time to come bring the family down to the Y.
So we've specifically been talking about the Missoula Family YMCA, but there are other Y programs across Montana, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We've got six different Ys in the state of Montana. We're in Dillon and Butte, Helena, and the Gallatin Valley, and then in Billings as well. So Ys around the state, about 70,000 folks are members of the YMCA Montana.
And how can people find out more?
Any one of our websites, or certainly they can call us here and we can direct you very specifically based on what you're looking for. Beyond Montana, there are over 800 YMCAs, corporate YMCAs, 2,700 facilities in the United States, and we're all part of an AWAY program, which stands for Always Welcome at YMCA. So if you're traveling, you take your Y card to any Y, and almost every Y will allow you in free, some at a reduced rate, but most Ys allow you in free, and you're a member here, you're a member there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a young man, and you don't have to be a Christian, right?
No, you know, at best, we're an association of people. You know, in 1844, we were founded because seven guys started reading the Bible and doing prayer in an apartment. That's where we started. And the YMCAs, as they came to the United States, transformed and became much greater, really focusing on the physical. But yet, if you look around YMCAs in the nation, you'll see that YMCAs are not all centered around physical activity. Our YMCAs in Sierra Leone, which we have a strong partnership with here, are focused on vocational education, giving young people the tools they need to succeed in a vocational field in Sierra Leone, or juvenile justice and youth justice programs are huge in the Sierra Leonean YMCA. Very different. So we like to say you've seen one Y, because we're specifically there to work on what the community needs are. This is my 30th year in the Y, and I would just say that I'm absolutely proud to be serving the people of Missoula through this organization. It's a great place to be. You will find kind of a loving and family atmosphere here, where people really do live by those basic values that we hear so much about on Sunday morning.
John Lang, Executive Director of the Missoula Family YMCA. Thank you so much for your time and letting people know what's going on at the
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you so much, Ed.
Happy holidays to you.
And to you, sir.